Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. The OPT network brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, health issues, plus a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The City of Monroe presents Delta Fest 2014, starring Heads of State. Bobby Brown, Johnny Gill, and Ralph Tresvant. Heads of State. Friday, April 25th, 7:30 p.m. at the Monroe Civic Center Arena. With your host performing live.
MC Lights on the microphone.
Delta Fest 2014. Don't miss it.
The City of Monroe is a proud sponsor of KAYT, 88.1 Alexandria, 92.5 Shreveport, and 98.9 Monroe.
Also, the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is
the official
OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this beautiful, crisp, cool Friday morning. We want to remind you that you can also connect with us via our offices at 3717 Government Street. That's Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Or phone us at 318-445-5658. Once again, you can always connect with us through our website. Well, as we do every single morning, we remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones. Remember, they are in effect until 9 a.m. So as you're traveling in, getting yourself there, making sure that the kids are there, getting there safely, make sure that you're watching out for kids that are standing at bus stops. Many, many, many unattended. Unattended by any adults. And, you know, we understand that parents have to get to work. So we get ready, get our kids out there, and it's up to us to watch out for others as well, for the kids that are standing and waiting. Remember, help our crossing guards and our resource officers as they help with the crossings, making sure not only that the traffic gets in, but those kids that are walking get in safely. And that's just something that we like to remind you to do every single morning as you're on your way. And we got to tell you, stay engaged. What we have decided is that we're not going to say 100% we're banning cell phones. But what we're going to say is that we're going to do a little bit better today than we did yesterday. And I think when you put it in terms of, okay, not black or white, not all in or all out, each day, if we purpose in our hearts to do just a little bit better, then we get a little bit better. So yesterday is over, today is here in the present, and tomorrow has not, it's not come yet. So all we have is this moment, this day. Do better today. Put that cell phone down. If you've got to make a text or you've got to send an email, just wait until you get to a safe place. And even be careful about pulling over. You know, be careful about where you're pulling over and how you're pulling over. So these are things that we just have to watch out for and stay on point about. But it is Friday. It's the weekend. It is the day that we absolutely all love to love. And you know, I was thinking this morning and really yesterday morning as we were getting ready, getting young David Christmas ready, about how to feel better in the morning and how to really get yourself going. Now, on Fridays, it's a lot easier to feel better and to feel good about the week ending. But you know, you gotta start out right. You gotta make sure that you're on point. You've gotta make sure that mentally, DC, you're ready to start the morning. And when you get ready to start the morning, it just makes the day better, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, Carlette.
And I'm gonna tell you one thing. You were ready this morning. You were ready to get started.
I'm ready like Freddy.
You're ready like Freddy. Why are you so ready, Freddy?
Carlette, I try to pride myself in being ready daily. It's a daily thing. I try to tell young dudes Christmas, man, be prepared.
And that's what you told him. That's what you told him yesterday. You said, you know what? Make sure your clothes are straight. Make sure your hair is combed properly. Make sure that you are ready for the day. And you know, as you were telling young David Christmas that, I never really thought about, you know, how sometimes we just grab things and we're not all the way ready. And so we're half put together. And when we're half put together, then it has an effect on our thinking and the way that we operate during the course of the day.
Yes, it does. And also I have to tell him about that selective listening. You know, he has selective hearing, mm-hmm. where he hears the things that he would like to hear, and the things that he does not want to hear, he pretty much just has this mechanism where, oh, okay, I didn't hear that.
And what did you tell him about that?
Well, I just have to tell him, you know, you have to listen to people to listen to the totality of what they're saying versus just hearing what you want to hear. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are like that. They just want to hear the parts of it that benefits them. But the parts, you know, because like young David, he wants to hear the good stuff and the stuff where he has to actually do some work and, you know, he has to, you know, grind and see things through and not have to do things. He doesn't want to hear that.
And, you know, we see a lot of.
And he will tell you, you didn't say that. Really. He really believes at some points and sometimes that you didn't say that. And then I have to take him back to the conversation and make him realize, no, you didn't hear what I said, because you have. Sometimes you go into that selective hearing process where you only hear the things that you want to hear. You know? And because of my background and behaviors, I understand this very, very well.
And so goes life. Aren't many of us operating with selective hearing?
I know I used to. That's why I understand it with him so well.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to follow instructions when you only hear part of them. You'll miss a whole step. It's like, oh, okay, I didn't hear that step.
Right. And so for people this morning that are traveling in, many of them have selective hearing and don't even realize it. And I know I'm guilty of it. I sometimes only hear what I want to hear.
I hear you. I hear you.
But you know what I can say today? I can say it's true. I can say I'm working on it, and I'm trying to listen with totality. I'm trying to listen and be present, because it is very easy to do, and it's just not a good way to start.
On another note, I wonder if old Granny's up this morning.
I bet she is.
Grandini.
I bet she is. That would be my mom up this morning, getting ready, getting on the move.
Big shout.
Big shout. Big shout out to Big Granny.
Big Granny.
Down
in the B-Town.
Down in the B-Town. And I tell you one thing, DC, also a big, big shout out for Miss Irene. Miss Irene.
Go Reenie.
I'm going to tell you what. There is no kinder, warmer,
oh man,
more patient person than Miss Irene.
I don't know if we know anybody with that type of humility. She's got some real humility.
Yeah, she does.
Man.
And good morning to all of you who are on your way this morning, that you're celebrating the weekend. You are so excited. And I don't know about you, but it seems that the weeks are just, I mean, they are blazing by. It's already Friday. Time is moving. Summer is rapidly approaching. And as you're getting started this morning and you're on, or if you're on your way, I hope that you are thinking in the way that you should be thinking, that will make your day better, that will make your weekend better. You know, it's really easy to do on Fridays, but are we practicing it every single day? And I came across this wonderful quote that I wanted to share with you guys. And the quote is from Swami Vivekananda. He is a Hindu, or was a Hindu religious teacher. And he says, we are what our thoughts have made us. We are what our thoughts have made us. In other words, if you think good about yourself, then you feel good about yourself. If you think badly about yourself, then yourself feels bad. He said, so care about what you think. Words are secondary. Thoughts live. They travel. And so this morning, as you're getting ready, you're on your way, many of you already, I wonder if you're thinking about what you're thinking about. And the thoughts that you have toward yourself will ultimately translate to what you're thinking about others. Had you ever thought about that? The thoughts that you're thinking about yourself will translate to the people that you're thinking about, the people that you're dealing with. And so if you think, I'm okay, it's okay. I'm okay, she's okay. You know, when you start to think around a situation and think good about a situation, then good will find its way out of that situation. But if you go in already negged out with lots of negativity.
Negged out.
I don't think anybody's negged out though on Friday, do you, DC? People find a way. Don't you find a way to pull yourself up by the bootstraps on Friday? Everybody finds a way to feel better on Friday, especially if you have weekends off. Now, those people who are working on the weekends, it's just like, any other day of the week. But those people who are working from Monday through Friday, well, you know, instantaneously, when you get up, you feel great about Friday. But others, you know, not maybe not so much. But I'm here to tell you that you can control your thought life, and you can control what's coming out of your mouth, and you got to start by thinking about it. You got to start by making a conscious effort. And when you do that, you make your life better, you make your kids' lives better, and you make those people that will ultimately come into contact with you, you make everybody better. You make the universe better because you're putting out positivity as opposed to woe is me. Y'all, it's Friday. It's Real Women, Real Talk. It feels amazing. And we are going to be joined by an incredible core of luminaries. Great women, great thinkers, great communicators. Darlene St. Romain is up this morning. Leanne Murphy and Lakia Brandenburg. It promises to be nothing but real women, real talk. This segment is sponsored by Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. He's a third-generation lawyer here in Central Louisiana, and you can contact Chris Roy Jr. at 318-487-0991. Don't forget about Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, also known as MIGS. Making patients better, faster is our top priority. Remember, this month, we're focusing on getting those varicose veins eradicated, making sure that you are not in pain from that, or you are not feeling the shame of, I'll never wear shorts again. Well, if you are, there is help. Also, spider veins. The number to phone, 318-445-9700. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Vantage Health, remember, we have told you, April 15th right now is the absolute deadline for affordable care. So if you started the process, if you were unsure that you started the process, Vantage Health can help you. Vantage Health Plan's goal is to make their members well and to keep them that way through quality preventive care. Vantage is making health care work. And they're not just talking about it, DC. They are about it. They are traveling thousands and thousands of miles or hundreds and hundreds of miles daily. If they need to come to your house, if they need to spend time with you on the phone, making sure that you got it.
Working 80, 90 hours a week.
Absolutely. They've got an incredible team. And I'm going to tell you, we want to thank all of those people that reached out to us via our office phone, via text messages, people who came by the house, people who we spoke with at church that said, you know what, this is the help that we needed because we still had questions. And if you have questions, here's the number. It's 318-361-0900. 361-0900 or 888-823-1910. 888-823-1910. Don't forget, you can get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For more information on home, auto, and life insurance, the number to phone, 318-487-1881. You're on point, everybody. It's Friday. It feels good. It's a beautiful day. We want to remind you, stay on point. We're going to get a break here, but we'll be back right after this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixonHasIt.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What? LeBron?
How'd you get here?
Magic. Now, what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, it's Friday. You're on point. And it's Real Women, Real Talk. And let me tell you who's joining this Friday morning. We want to get right to it. It's an incredible conversation that we're going to be having with our friend from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, Lakia Brandenburg. She's an author, CEO, and founder of Perfectly Imperfect Publishing. She's also a personal coach. Lakia, good morning and welcome back to the OPT.
Good morning, Carlette. I appreciate you having me back.
Absolutely. Also, Darlene St. Romain, she is the CEO and founder of Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hadn't seen you in a hot minute.
I'm telling you.
But she, not only haven't we seen her in a hot minute, but she is looking extremely hot this morning. We're also joined by Leanne Murphy. She is the CEO and founder of Lithos. Leanne, good morning and welcome to you.
Thank you, Carlette.
All right. So this morning and this month, we are celebrating women. Now, it's not like we need a month to celebrate women because we celebrate women all the time. But this year's theme for Women's History Month is celebrating women of character, courage, and commitment. And these ladies this morning exude all of those attributes. And so as we celebrate women and what we're doing and the strides that we're trying to make. We're talking about women and business and how you really step out of the boat. You guys have heard me say it more often than not. And each woman this morning has had to leave the security, not had to, chosen to leave the security of their safety of a job, and step out into that thing that you were built for, that thing that God called you to do. And I want to start with you, Lakia. You were a teacher in the school system, and I want to talk about that moment when you said, you know what, this is not where I'm supposed to be.
Absolutely. Well, you know what, Carlette, I think it's just that inner intuition, that, you know, feeling inside that there's something more. There's always that feeling that I'm not living to my fullest potential. And as a teacher, honestly, I didn't think I would be an educator. I went to school thinking, you know, I was going to be in communications or entertainment or something of that nature, but never considered being a teacher. However, as I was being prepped, see, I can look back and say that now, Carlette.
Mm-hmm.
I was being prepared for this journey as an author, as a speaker. I was being prepared in the classroom because I was learning how to, you know, I looked at the classroom as my stage, lady. I said that was my stage, and my students, they were my audience. And I had no idea that God had a plan for me as a teacher. First of all, it was an humbling situation because, again, I thought, you know, hey, being a teacher, you know, no, I can do better than that. I don't have to be a teacher. I need to do something else. But he used that opportunity, those 5 years, to mold me, to prepare me for this journey. So it was at a point when I started looking at my situation, accepting my situation, like, okay, I'm here for a reason.
Uh-huh.
And I know there's something else out there. But that moment that came, Carlette, was when I said, you know what, Lakia, I want to wake up to life. I don't want to wake up and go to work. I want to wake up to a life that's filled with happiness, joy, peace. So once I got to the point where I was sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Do you remember, Lakia, let me stop you there. Do you remember that moment when you got sick and tired of being sick and tired?
That moment was in, I'll tell you right now, it was June of 2010. Because at that point in my life, I wanted something different. And I've always heard if you want something different, you got to do something different. Life wasn't bad. But life could have been so much, you know, better.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like I wasn't living on purpose, Carlette.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me creating the life I wanted on a vision board for me to get vision of what I really wanted to, you know, feel in my life and what I wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
And at that very moment, when I created that vision board in June of 2010, that's when I started seeing doors miraculously open.
And let me stop you right there, because on the flip side of that, there is someone out there right now that is listening, that is dreaming of being a teacher. So you're not saying that teaching wasn't good. It just wasn't what you were called to do.
Let me tell you, absolutely. See, there's a teacher right now, and I have very good friends who are so passionate. They all they can do is think about is educating our children.
Mm-hmm.
That is their calling.
Right.
That is what they were called to do. Now, mind you, I was called to be a teacher as well, but guess what? What God did for me was he changed my curriculum from language arts to love and relationships. He was using that opportunity to prepare me. I love the educational field. I love education, period.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that person who's called to do, when she wakes up, there's no question in her mind that she's supposed to be a teacher or a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer. There's no question about it. But it's about truly finding what it is you're passionate about, what you were called to do, and stepping out on faith and going after it.
And I want to turn to you, Leanne, because I think, Lakia, that is incredibly powerful and incredibly on point. When you're in a position, Leanne, and you do love it, you love what you're doing, or you're content with what you're doing, how do you begin to search yourself, you personally, for that thing that you're really passionate about?
I mean, I love what Lakia said about she was being prepared, because I taught school. I taught school for almost 15 years, Lakia, and
Leanne,
what
I didn't know
a
that.
Joy. Yeah, I'm a lot older than you think I am. And I'm going to tell you, I look back now and I tell people there are three jobs I cannot imagine doing for a lifetime. And one of them is teaching.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is being a police officer. And one of them is being a fireman. Because what other jobs do you put your life on the line for so little intangible reward, but because you love the people you're taking care of? And so my hat's off. And I love what you said, you know, that God humbled you through teaching, because what a humbling experience. Because we all, you've heard it, those snide track comments. those who can do, those who can't teach. Well, those who can do because
that.
Somebody taught them
That's
how
right.
to do it. Those who can do it and those who can do it really well and train others teach. I'm so impressed with people who stay in that for a lifetime. What a commitment. But God was preparing me when I taught to do something there in that moment. He had a plan for me, and I often feel like I need to go back and apologize to the students I had my very first year of teaching because you do have to learn so much to be a teacher, and you improve every year. So thank God for those 30-year veterans. But then when I came to going into business for myself, and I loved it, and then God moved us here where I had no contacts, and I felt like I better get a job because I don't have contacts here. And he put me with the Red Cross and had that for 7 years, and wow, you know, you talk about, you know, nonprofit directors, man, do they work? You know, what other job do you have to give away your money and then figure out how to make it on the side? You know, and that's what nonprofits do. So
and
at
do
every
you remember,
stage, God prepares
and
you.
And do you remember, like, when that season, Leanne, was ending? Because we have had so many conversations with you about your tireless and your altruism with the Red Cross. And when we came to know you, it was through the Red Cross. And every single time we had a conversation with you, every single time, Leanne, we could see your heart, and our listeners could feel your heart.
Well, I love that organization. I mean, what other organization could I have ever been a part of where I was surrounded by 2,100 volunteers who would wake up in the middle of the night to go take care of a family that lost their home to fire, or wake up in the middle of the night to help a soldier get home so he could be with his dad before he died, you know? So it was an incredible experience. And when you have 2,100 people volunteering, you better put your nose down and work, because those people are giving their time because they just simply love it.
And so you do that for a season, but then the season ends. When do you realize, okay, my season is ending?
Well, I'm going to tell you, when I knew that things were changing for me in my heart, because I was still as compassionate, as in love with the organization as ever, but I had completed what God had put on my heart for that organization. That was to help them get financially solid, to build up a strong board, to get them into a building, and the American Red Cross, the volunteers and the board and the donors had completed that, and I felt like that was literally what had been my passion for that organization, and then suddenly it's tied up in a bow. And I remember a particularly challenging thing came along, and they said, this is what you have to accomplish, and it was downsizing a staff that was already skeletal. And I put my head on the bar and cried out to God and said, I don't know how to do this. I can't let any of these people go. They work hard. They're underpaid as it is and overworked as it is. And it's the closest thing I've ever come to hearing an audible voice say,
wow,
you are ready to exit. And this is your exit strategy. And so my response was to downsize me.
And so at that moment, when you know that you know that you know that this is it, it's over, you think what?
At that moment, having done it wrong 1,000 other times, at that moment, I made the decision that I would put it all in the hands of the Lord. And whatever door opened would be the one I walked through, and I would trust that the doors were closed, didn't need to be beaten on. I bloodied my head against many closed doors. And, you know, Revelation says,
I'm raising my hand.
Closes,
oh, yeah, I have to.
No man can open. And whatsoever door he opens, no man can close. And I decided to trust that. And I really, so literally, fulfilled my job, trained my replacement, walked out the door, packed my bags before I ever took the first step to go find what it was, and trusted that door would be open the right time. I talk about stepping out of your safety zone, and that's what we were talking about earlier. Just accepting God didn't call me to be safe. He called me to trust.
Say that again. Say that again.
God didn't call me to be safe. He called me to trust. And I think about Abraham all the time when God said, I'm sending you to a country you do not know. So I headed out.
You were headed someplace you did not know.
I was headed someplace I did not know. And this time I went willing, because I'm telling you, when we came to Alexandria, we were headed to a place we did not know. And I went kicking and screaming like Jonah. It's a wonder I didn't get swallowed by a big fish and vomited out. So we're not called to be safe.
That's good. That's good. And so, Darlene, for you, story is very similar. Talk about that moment when you know that there's something bigger for you than what you were doing.
Well, the moment I knew that there was something bigger was about in 2005, actually. I started praying to God and asking him for guidance and asking him to, you know, guide my footsteps. So I worked several jobs. I worked several jobs, but I one job I loved was working at the VA. But I was a temporary full-time employee when they came in and did the big layoff. I was one of those people mm-hmm. that got laid off.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, to replace that salary, I ended up getting another job, plus another job. So I was actually working two jobs.
Wow.
And the Lord was still dealing with me, stepping out on faith. You know, I had done a little research, and the police jury from the Voss Parish area had contacted me about helping elderly with this special program. Because I did a lot of volunteering in the community.
Wow, you served your way right in.
I always did like to volunteer in the community. So I started helping different elderly people get on this program, and I started doing a lot of research, and I saw that it was a good program, beneficial, very beneficial program for the elderly and disabled individuals.
Mm-hmm.
So I was still working those two jobs and still volunteering in the community, helping folks get on these programs.
Now, how in the world are you working two jobs and still finding
I know. It was hard. They would call me, look, every minute I could get, I was working at a store in Marksville, folks would come in, they would track me down to assist them with the application process
wow.
on my job.
Wow.
You know, but I couldn't turn them down. And, I mean, I've been going through some stuff, to be honest, at both jobs. It was some things going on at one job that I really didn't like. I didn't feel comfortable with. The other job, I'm a firm person, but I can't be harsh to people. I just can't do that. And my district manager was, you know, trying to push me to do things. So one day I just walked in at the other job, at the other job, and I told him I quit. Okay. The next day I went to the next job, and the district manager was like, this teenager, she needs to clock out. She needs to do this, because the little girl kept forgetting to clock out, and I just couldn't be ugly, too. I said, look, let me grab your keys from the door. I quit. I just gave her keys. I quit, and my sisters was like, I have never seen anyone so happy about quitting their jobs. What is wrong with you?
Uh-huh.
I said, girl, God got something bigger for me.
And so you just trusted that.
Yeah, I did, because I knew in my heart, and I know people talk about this gut feeling, but I knew in my heart that he had something bigger and better planned for my life.
Uh-huh.
You know, I know he had a calling on my life to do exactly what I'm doing now. I knew it, you know. I just felt it in my spirit. I felt it in my heart. Then I started digging more into the program and started praying. So I pushed in my paperwork. The rest is history.
Uh-oh. And I'm going to tell you one thing. This is some big history. And when we come back, those of you who know Darlene and are getting to know our other ladies know that they have had really, really great success. And you know what? This is a conversation that we hope will just prick your heart a little bit and make you say, possible. If they did it, if God did it for them, I bet he could do it for me. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart, dedicated to excellence. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. The number 800-454-3730. The Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, stay and play down in the parish. That's Avoyelles Parish. McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. Magnolia State Mortgage. It's where dreams come true. The ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage can help you, whether it's your first home, you're refinancing, or you just want to reinvest. 318-561-8020 is the number. And remember, Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. And if you get into an accident, we hope that you don't, but you need to have your vehicle restored. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Y'all, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. It doesn't get any better than this. You gotta stay on point. We're gonna get a break, but we're back right after this.
You're listening.
listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. Selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What? LeBron?
How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training, accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
The City of Monroe presents Delta Fest 2014, starring Heads of State. Bobby Brown, Johnny Gill, and Ralph Tresvant. Heads of State. Friday, April 25th, 7:30 p.m. at the Monroe Civic Center Arena. With your host performing live.
MC Lights on the microphone.
Delta Fest 2014. Don't miss it.
The City of Monroe is a proud sponsor of KAYT, 88.1 Alexandria, 92.5 Shreveport, and 98.9 Monroe.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA, Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official. official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services, by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
To leave my condo to come to this. Well, I'm back, but this time I'm with my man. And these women are putting their hands all over his Yamamoto Kanzai sweater, the iPod. And I'm much, much unhappy about that. I'd hate to come down to the level and become a BW, a basic woman. But if they don't stop, it's gonna get scandalous. In the neighborhood. Where's my jewelry?
I'll be back real soon.
Can we talk?
I don't know, but I think you better watch your man.
Better watch your man.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Y'all, you know what? I love every day on the OPT Network, but I love, love, love. I'm gonna really quantify the love that I have for Real Women, Real Talk Friday. Hey, if you're just joining the conversation, and this morning we're joined by Lakia Brandenburg. She is joining us from the ATL, Hotlanta. I don't know if it's, is it hot down there yet?
We're warming up. We made it past our snow season. We're warming up.
Lakia is an author. She is the CEO and founder of Perfectly Imperfect Publishing, and she's also a personal coach. Darlene Saint-Romain is the CEO and founder of Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. And we've got Leanne Murphy, who is the CEO and founder of Lithos. And we're talking about possibility. And we're talking about these stories of stepping out and stepping into that thing, you know, that you're just desirous of. You know you were built to do it. And you have that F word. And I'm not going to give that F word any value. Uh-huh. I'm not going to give it any place. But I'm going to say move past it and know when you're seasoned in a certain place, at a certain thing, whatever it is that you're doing, know when that season is over. And I am reminded of the seasons as spring has come into bloom. Have you guys seen, and I don't know if you've seen it, Lakia in Atlanta, but everywhere I go, I see these beautiful white
Bartlett pear trees. Are
is that what they are?
Oh my word, they're beautiful.
They're white and they're beautiful and they are everywhere. And it just reminds me of the dawning of a new season. And I said this to the ladies during the break. I said, as we move into our season and we begin to have success, Leanne, why do you think that women have such a hard time being happy for that other sister that is moving into her season? She's moved out, she's moving in. Why?
You know, I really do believe because there's a, I think there's a lie that we bought into, that there's a limit in the universe, that there's a limit of what's available. And so if someone else gets it, I can't get it. And I think that we see it everywhere. I used to laugh and say, you know, these legalistic religions that believe in salvation by process of elimination. You know, if I can prove nobody else is getting there, I'm more likely to be in it. And we do that with success. If I don't have success, it's because somebody else has my share of it. And so we get a little jealous. And I think when we recognize that our God is the God of a universe.
Right.
And we can't.
He's the God of more than enough.
Yes, that's he's the God of more than enough. And so there's more than enough for everybody. So when I can celebrate you and your successes, it's because I know that that is not my share. I'm not jealous of it. My share is not what you have.
Wow.
But it is such a jealousy issue. And it comes back to that F word. I almost said it out loud.
Uh-huh.
The word that will not be named on this show.
It will not be named on this show. So for Lakia, for you, how have you dealt with those people that you kind of just knew? They didn't really say that they weren't happy for you, but you just kind of knew they weren't all that greatly happy for you.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know what? My mama always taught me that kindness kills people.
Kill them with kindness.
You got to kill them with kindness. And one thing I realized, like Leanne was saying, that it's because we operate from a spirit of lack and not realizing that this is an infinite, universe we live in. There are an abundance of opportunities for everyone. Mm-hmm. So when I saw that, that it's amazing because I don't like that feeling that there's jealousy or that there's competition. But then I started to realize that, in order for God to elevate me, he has to make somebody a footstool. And then that means, the people that you're surrounding around, you have to make sure that they're encouraging you. And when you start seeing that they're not, you remove them from your circle, remove them from your inner space, and allow those people who are supportive, who are pouring into you to do so. And I think that would just help you to, remove yourself from that negative.
Let me stop you right there, Lakia. Are we really sure about our circle and the people that are really for us? Are we really always sure about that?
Now, I think it just depends on where you are in your life, because I started seeing things in people that I've known for over, 15, 20 years. And I started seeing when I decided, I made a conscious decision that I was going to step out on faith and live the life that I believe God wants me to live. I started seeing them change. It wasn't that I was thinking for the better, but I started seeing, like, it's like, okay, well, wait a minute. You're too good to not be a teacher. I mean, you know.
That's what they usually say.
It's sort of like, I think that's what it took me to saying, you know what? There's more for me. And if you feel that there's more for you, I encourage you to go up, hey, let's do this together. But if you want to stay where you are and you feel that's what you were called to do, then do it.
Lakia, everybody is chomping at the bit.
Yes.
Darlene, you said that you felt that too.
I felt that too. People I had known for years, was friends with for years. I mean years. Relatives that I was friends with for years.
Yes.
You know, it's amazing what success will do to people. They always come at you and say, you changed.
Uh-huh.
It's not you. It's them. They're upset because you're doing your thing and they lagging back and don't want to do what they need to do to get where they need to be. If God lays something on your heart and he bless you with, impregnate you with a blessing, you better go ahead on and birth that thing. Don't be looking crazy at me because I'm going to do, I'm going to do me. I'm going to do what I need to do. But you are exactly right. And when I first got into business, that bothered me. I mean, it hurt me to the core.
Yeah.
I mean, it hurt me to know that they are upset with me for no reason. And I'm digging and wondering. And you know, an old lady stopped me down. She said, let me tell you something. You stop worrying yourself and you stop crying about other folks. They don't want to get to where they need to be. You keep moving. Let them go because if they're not encouraging you and talking positive things into you, speaking positive things in your life, you need to move on.
Let me ask you guys this. Right. Why does it hurt us so bad when others, our friends, our loved ones, when they have a problem with the success? Why does it hurt so bad, Leanne? Why does it sting so badly?
You know, I think it's the same reason that any time someone's unkind to us hurts, because we, unfortunately, as women, we tend to gather our self-worth from the reflection we see in other people. We tend to think that other people reflect us genuinely. So when they're unkind to us, there's got to be, it's a personal affront. And I think it only comes when we go, okay, I rise or fall before one master. There's only one person
that's
I'm
right.
supposed to see my reflection and whom I'm supposed to reflect, one God of the universe. And I think that's true. I learned that lesson totally in a personal way when my husband and I were having really tough times in our marriage, and I kept trying to find my self-worth in his reflection of me and getting frustrated because I didn't feel like he was reflecting a good enough reflection of me and the pain. And so when I finally said, you know what, this is about God and holiness, and I'm going to rise or fall before him, then I'm completely humbled because he compared to me, okay?
Right.
So it took all that pride out of you that makes you go, well, wait a minute, that's not fair that people are being mean to me.
And it's not just fair. It's not just that it's not fair. It's people that we have loved and known, as you guys said, for years and years and years. And so how do we now end those seasons? Because it's clear that those seasons are ending.
And I think it comes to recognize that what people give off is a reflection of who they are. It is not a reflection of the person
and you're
that's
right.
the recipient.
Mm-hmm.
And when you finally get that, then you can detach from that. And there's
But isn't it so
that.
Hard?
It
you
is
know.
Hard.
Exactly right.
Until you can do that, like what the woman said to you. You got to be crying about other people.
That's right.
Until you can do that, you will forever be stunted by the people around you who are negative. And I don't know what it is, but you're right.
Yeah.
People draw negative people the minute they start being successful.
And
you
exactly
have to be
right.
very cautious.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Darlene.
But she also said something about the people that really hurt you. I feel like this here. She would tell me to love with that agape love.
Mm-hmm.
Agape love. Well, I think
Did you understand
so bad.
That?
At first, I didn't, but later on, I came to realize and understand what she was talking about. At first, I loved these people. You know, I just extremely loved them. I mean, they were close to me. They were dear to my heart. Now, I love them, but I love them with that agape love, what thus says the Lord. You know, I don't have to see you every day like the old folks say, I feed you with a long-handled spoon. When I see you, hey, girl, how you doing? You been okay? Even though I know you just talked about me like a dog and said ugly things, but I love you. And my daughter is like, Mama, you know, that doesn't matter, baby. God got me. I'm blessed and I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. So, yes, I love them, and I'm going to always be kind to them.
And, Lakia, don't you think that it's hard, and all the ladies, why you have to almost be You almost have to cower when you become successful. You know, you can't be B-I-G. Because if right. you if you're B-I-G, you're arrogant, you're a witch with a B.
Yes, you're conceited.
You're conceited. You think you're all that. Yes. Why do we feel like we have to cower down and we can't really celebrate what God is doing?
I think it's because we're still, I think, embracing the success. I mean, this is new. I'm honestly waking up to a new person each morning because, you know, I'm leaving a life of conformity, you know, behind. And mm-hmm. I'm actually stepping out on a place that's not secure. You know, what is security? You know, what does that really look like? So I think it's truly learning how to be who you are and adapting to this new person, this new spirit, this new, you know, initiative, this intention, everything that's new about me. I'm learning how to be me.
But don't we still want that affirmation? Don't we still want to be liked by and loved
yes.
by the people who liked and loved us before we had that?
You know what, Carlette? Yes, you do. But I think you get to a point where you say, you know what? Like Darlene was saying, if I have to feed you with a long-handed spoon, then I'm going to do it. Because it gets to the point where you're realizing they're fighting against themselves, not you. It's something that they're missing. It's something that they're seeing in you that they're recognizing that's maybe missing in themselves. Like, wow, if you're able to do this, then why am I? You the girl that grew up on, you know, right
that's
down
right.
the street.
Uh-huh. That's right. That's uh-huh. right.
Uh-huh. You grew up in the projects.
Doing big things, and then I'm standing right by you, and it's sort of like measuring yourself. And it's not to make you feel intimidated. It's to kind of show you, you know what? Maybe you're not living to your fullest potential. Maybe I'm the example that God put in your life to show
exactly
you,
right.
hey, yeah, we were in a project together, but we can get out together.
That's absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Exactly. And it's a decision. And Darlene, you were saying during the break that not only are you, your business is just phenomenally successful. And I was talking about the earning potential and when it really, really went through the roof making money and how you dealt with that. How did you deal with that? And I said to you, I said, were you afraid when you started making more money than you had ever seen in your whole life?
Yes. And I said to you when I started making a whole lot of money, I didn't see life any differently. That whole bunch of money stayed where it was deposited at. Mm-hmm. I didn't touch it. I didn't do anything. I was like, you know, like I said, I was living like on a minimum salary, mm-hmm. even though my business was making millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
I was still living on a basic.
Oh, you
salary.
Said that so softly. Why? Mm-hmm. Did you hear?
Because I don't
did,
like.
Wait a minute, Lakia. Wait, hold up.
Wait a minute.
I know that's right, Darlene. I want to be like. So, Lakia. Now, why? Now, Lakia, you the personal coach here. Why did she see? She felt the word I used, and it came straight down. It was downloaded from the Great One. Why did she cower when she said my business was making millions of dollars? Why did she have to do that?
Was that being, you know, humble? You know,
yes.
I think it just depends on your perception, because I'm looking at her like, you know what? We're all supposed to be making a million. So you're right. It's not supposed to be a big deal that she's making millions of dollars because we're supposed to live in abundance.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's supposed to look like. We should be cowering down if I'm making $10 an hour.
Well, but our $10 an hour people, they're coming. They're
y'all
coming.
I mean.
That's
y'all
right.
They're
I mean.
Coming. And
from the bottom.
And you know what? And this speaks to possibility. We're going to get back to that conversation right after this. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is a great stop. Also, our girl, she's in the studio this morning, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her incredible team. And Bunky, you can phone them at 318-346-2540. Isn't it amazing how great things can come out of little places? Also, don't forget about St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. They've got their new clinic. It's called Incarnate Word Community Clinic. It's located at 3351 Masonic Drive. It's free. It's free. All you got to do is go in and see how you qualify. 318-448-6800. Don't forget, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, serving of Oyles Parish. Get wired communications. Hey, everybody, you're on point. We're going to take a break here, but we'll be back with more Real Women, Real Talk after this. Stay with us.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carla Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Bavall's Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What? LeBron?
How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to Real Women, Real Talk. You're on point. The official OPT Network. And what an incredible conversation we're having. If you're almost there, I know you don't want to get out of the car because I don't want you to get out of the car. And we're joined by Lakia Brandenburg, Darlene St. Romain, and Leanne Murphy. And we're talking about Women's History Month. We're talking about the great things that these women are doing, and women really locally, nationally, and internationally. But it all goes back to celebrating women's character. Character is, it is paramount, but
yes.
courage, it takes courage to step out in the face of uncertainty and unknown, and it takes commitment. Lakia, before I come to you, Darlene, I want you to finish because when we talked about your business and the success and you talked about it being really a multi-million dollar company, you talked about the challenges of really sort of embracing that.
Yes. Like I said, you know, when I first started off and business started being really, really good, I kept myself on a pretty basic, simple salary. I was still living a lifestyle as I was living when I was working a normal job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I budgeted myself and I did what I needed to do to pay my bills. I didn't touch anything else. It's like I was almost afraid to do anything differently.
Mm-hmm.
To do anything differently. I've always, you know, I'm not complaining. God has always been good to me and my children and my family. We have always lived a nice lifestyle, but you know, right now it could be more extravagant, but I'm not really that type of person anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't touch it. And like I said, when BAS came into my business,
and tell us what BAS is, Leanne.
She's referring to a program called Business Acceleration System, and I will make a shameless plug here.
Absolutely, you should. Absolutely, you should make that shameless plug.
Cleta, got a grant from the Rapides Foundation.
Yes.
And the Office of Community Development, and those funds have been invested in local business owners.
Exactly right.
And so we have opportunities for businesses and people who have ideas for business. So for those people that are sitting there going, I'm thinking about stepping out of the boat, but I'm not sure what to do, there is a great new program called Coffee with a Coach, and it's free to people who live in Central Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And all they have to do is go to ybas.com, and that's whybas.com,
mm-hmm.
like the question, and click on the link Coffee with a Coach, and they can sign up for a free session with a business coach to help them walk through that idea and help them develop their vision
mm-hmm.
and their next steps and all the things we're talking about. So it's very practical. We're very excited about it, and it's free. Now that's a $400 value.
Wow. So, Darlene, how did that change your business and your thinking?
Yeah. Well, when my coach came in, which was Gary Perkins, he looked at, you know, when they come in, you know, it's up to you, but they looked at all my finances, and he couldn't believe it. You know, he's a very modest man himself. But I think I was being a little bit too modest with my salary, you know. But he talked to me, and you know, we had to just...
Let me ask you this, Darlene. When you have a coach and you have somebody that comes into your business that you really don't know, but you know has had some success in business, how was that for you?
Well, for me, I was comfortable with Gary. I was very comfortable with him. Mm-hmm. I was also comfortable with the guy from Cleta, Jim
Clinton.
Yes, he's great an guy. Amazing person. Mm-hmm. I mean, they made me, and Mr. Keith too, Rabelais, they all just made me feel real comfortable. And I didn't mind them seeing anything in my business because everything I do is always up to par and to its high standard.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I'm doing exactly what I need to be doing. So it wasn't a problem at all.
And you know, this is what DC and I say about you, Darlene, and you're a paradigm for those people that want to use their energy hating and being whatever it is that they're being. You are a paradigm. You are an example of somebody that has taken literally a seed and grown it into, you know, a forest. You have grown it, but you have done that by doing what the people before you have said to do. You're a great instructions follower, and most people can't do that.
Yeah, well, I always try. I always try to give it, you know, give it 100. And I try to instill that in my kids. Like I was telling you guys earlier, my daughter is still working with Sylvia's, but she's ventured out on her own. She's opened a new store in the mall.
Amazing.
It's called Pineapples. It's a women's clothing store. It's a boutique.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't see yourself everywhere you look when you go to your parties and your barbecues and picnics. So,
that is amazing.
Yes, and she's doing an amazing job.
And so, Darlene, did she, like, because she's been working in your business, and she's so smart. Gabrielle is so smart.
Very intelligent.
And so did she, like, look at Mom and say, I think I can do something?
I honestly think she did, because my children see how hard I work. A lot of people don't know, like, that day you